It's Tuesday, June 18th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A kayaker is missing on the Namekagon River, says the Washburn County Sheriff. Rising temperatures can cause pavement to buckle and create road hazards. A challenge to Governor Tony Evers' 400-year school funding veto heads to the state Supreme Court. And kitten season is a good time to think about getting your pets fixed. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Washburn County Sheriff's Office and National Park Service are searching for a missing kayaker on the Namekagon River. Sheriff Dennis Stewart said 19-year-old Gunnar Hess of Sorona planned to launch his Pelican kayak from County Highway K near Trigo on Friday. He told his family that he would call to be picked up later downstream, but his family has not heard from him. Authorities believe he was on the river, but no signs of him have turned up during searches. The kayak has a gray top and white bottom. The sheriff's office is not asking the public to search the river, but if anyone has information on the whereabouts of Hess, contact the Washburn County Sheriff's Office at 715-468-4720. Watch out for pavement buckling on Wisconsin roads. Sweltering temperatures are in the forecast, and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation says that can cause pavement slabs to expand, push against one another, and buckle. Drivers should slow down, be alert, and take extra caution when traveling in the extreme heat. If you spot a serious pavement issue, call 911 and provide specific information on the location. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Democratic Governor Tony Evers' partial veto locking in a school funding increase for the next 400 years. The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Litigation Center filed a lawsuit in April arguing the governor exceeded his authority. The plaintiffs asked the high court to strike down the veto without waiting for the case to go through lower courts. The court issued an order Monday saying it would take the case. The justices didn't elaborate beyond setting a briefing schedule. At issue is a partial veto Evers made in the state budget in July 2023 that increased revenue public schools can raise per student by $325 annually until the year 2024-25. Governor Tony Evers warns against a second term for Donald Trump. Bob Haig takes a look.
The former president holds a rally in Racine this afternoon. Monday, during a roundtable in Madison alongside Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Evers said a second Trump term would be detrimental to access to IVF, abortion, and contraception. Evers said it's clear where Trump stands on those issues. Whitmer said in the wake of the Dobbs decision repealing Roe v. Wade, a second Trump term would be far worse. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Multiple Wisconsin animal shelters are calling on you to get your cats spayed and neutered. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
Spring and summer are commonly known as kitten season because so many kittens are brought into shelters either as strays or from unexpected litters from unfixed pets. Langlade County's shelter has 70 cats in the building and all of their foster homes are full of kittens. Dane County Humane Society is offering reduced fees on cat adoption to help make room in their shelter. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.